This is the Sakar Merli of the 4th of November, 2024. Essence, sweet children, if you want to remove your defects, tell the Father about them with an honest heart. Baba will show you the way to remove those weaknesses. Question. Which children receive a current from the Father? Answer. Baba gives drishti to the children who tell the surgeon honestly about their illness. Baba has a lot of mercy for those children. Internally, he feels that that evil spirit of the child should be removed. Baba gives such children a current. Om Shanti. The Father continues to tell you children that each of you has to ask yourself whether you have received anything from the Father. What do you still lack? Each one of you has to look within yourself. There is the example of Narad. He was told to look at his own face in the mirror to see whether he was worthy of marrying Lakshmi. Similarly, the Father also asks you children, what do you think? Have you become worthy of marrying Lakshmi? If not, then what defects do you children still have, and which are you still making effort to remove? Are you making effort to remove the weaknesses, or are you not making any effort at all? Some continue to make effort. The new children are told, check within yourselves to see if you have any weaknesses, because all of you have to become perfect. The Father comes to make you perfect. This is why the picture of your aim and objective is kept in front of you. Ask yourself internally, have I become as perfect as them? All the teachers who teach worldly studies are at this time those who indulge in vices. This Lakshmi and Narayan are samples of those who are completely viceless. For half this cycle you have been praising them. So now ask yourself, what weaknesses do I still have to remove to make progress? Then I can show them to the Father. Baba, I have these weaknesses that I cannot remove. Please show me the way. Only a surgeon can help you become free from an illness. Some assistant surgeons are also very clever. A compounder or pharmacist learns from a doctor and becomes a clever doctor. So check yourself honestly. What weaknesses do I have in me due to which I believe I will not be able to claim that status? The Father would say that you can become like them. Only when you tell Baba about your weaknesses would he advise you. There are many illnesses. Many have weaknesses in them. Some have a lot of anger and greed. They are unable to imbibe this knowledge for them to enable others to imbibe this knowledge. The Father explains a lot every day. In fact, it doesn't seem necessary to explain so much when the Father has explained the meaning of the mantra to you. There is just the one Father. You have to remember the unlimited Father and attain that inheritance from him and become like them. There is no question of conquering the five vices in other schools. This only applies to now when the Father comes and explains to you, you have these evil spirits which are causing you a lot of sorrow. If you speak about them, the Father will show you the way to remove them. Baba, these particular evil spirits trouble me. You would describe them to a person who removes ghosts, but you don't have those evil spirits, ghosts, inside you. You know that these five evil spirits have existed for birth after birth. You have to look inside yourselves to see what evil spirits you have. You should then seek advice on how to remove them. The eyes are very deceptive, and this is why the Father also explains, consider yourselves to be souls, and also instill the practice of considering others to be souls. Use this method, and that illness of yours will be removed. All of us souls are brothers. There are no bodies. You also know that all of you souls are going to return home. Therefore, each of you has to look at yourself and see whether you have become full of all virtues. If not, what defects do you still have? The Father also sits here and examines that soul. He sees that that child has a particular weakness and so gives him a current. This obstacle of that child should be removed. What would you be able to do if you continued to hide it from the surgeon? If you continue to speak about your weaknesses, the Father will give you advice. You souls remember the Father. Baba, you are so sweet. Look what you are making us from what we were. In the same way, if you continue to remember the Father, the evil spirits will continue to run away. There is definitely one evil spirit or another. Tell the Father, the surgeon, about them. Baba, tell me a method for this. Otherwise, there will be a great loss incurred. When you tell the Father about it, he will feel mercy. This evil spirit of Maya is troubling that one. There is only the one Father who chases away the evil spirits. He chases them away tactfully. You are told to chase away the five evil spirits. Nevertheless, not all the evil spirits run away. Some especially have those evil spirits and others less, but they definitely do exist. The Father sees when someone has an evil spirit. At the time of giving drishti, all of this is going on inside him. This one is a very good child. He has many good virtues. But he doesn't relate anything and is unable to explain to anyone. It is as though Maya has blocked his throat. If his throat opens, he can begin to serve many others too. In serving others, you also serve yourselves. You are not doing Shiv Baba's service. Shiv Baba himself has come to serve. He says the evil spirits of birth after birth have to be chased away. The father sits here and explains. You know that a tree grows gradually. The leaves continue to fall. Maya causes obstacles, so that while you are just sitting there, your thoughts change. It is just as when sannyasis develop distaste. They completely disappear for no reason, without saying anything. Everyone's connection is with the Father. You children are number wise. If you tell the Father the truth, those weaknesses can be removed and you can claim a high status. The Father knows that. Because you do not tell the Father about it, some of you incur a great loss for yourselves. No matter how much you explain to them, they still continue to do that work. Maya catches hold of them. Maya is the alligator who puts everyone in her stomach. They remain trapped up to their necks in the quicksand. The Father explains so much. There's no need for anything else. Simply say you have two fathers. You always have a physical father. You have them in the Golden Age and also in the Iron Age. It isn't that you will find the Parlokic Father in the Golden Age. The Parlokic Father only comes once. The Parlokic Father comes and changes hell into heaven. They worship him so much on the path of devotion, they remember him. There are many temples to Shiva. Children say that there isn't any service to do. Oh, but there are temples to Shiva everywhere. You can go there and ask them, why do you worship that one? He is not a bodily being. Who is that one? They would say the Supreme Soul. They would not say this of anyone else. So tell them he is the Supreme Soul of the Father. He is called Kuda and also Allah. Generally, he is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Do you know what you are going to receive from him? People in Bharat mention the name of Shiva a lot, and they also celebrate the festival of the birthday of Shiva. It is very easy to explain to anyone. The Father continues to explain a lot to you in different ways. You can go to anyone, but you have to speak with great coolness and humility. Your name has spread around Bharat a great deal. If you speak just a little, they will instantly know that you are a BK. People in the villages are very innocent. It is very easy to go to the temples and do service there. Come and we will tell you the biography of Shiv Baba. You worship Shiv Baba, but what do you ask of him? We can tell you his full biography. The next day, go to a Lakshmi and Narayan temple. You have happiness within you. Some children want to go and do service in the villages. Each one of you has your own understanding. The Father says, first of all, go to the temple of Shiv Baba. Then go to a temple of Lakshmi and Narayan and ask the people there. Do you know how they received their inheritance? Come and we will tell you the story of 84 births of the deities. You also have to wake the villagers up. You can go and explain to them with love. You are a soul. It is the soul who speaks. That body is going to finish. We souls now have to become pure and go to the Father. The Father says, remember me. So they will feel that pull as soon as they hear this. The more soul conscious you are, the more pull there will be. There isn't that complete disinterest in bodies and the old world. You know that you have to shed those old costumes, so why should you be attached to them? While having a body, there shouldn't be any attachment to it. Internally, let there be just this one concern. We souls now have to become pure and go to our home. Then there is also the desire. How can I leave such a Baba? I will never find such a Baba ever again. By having such thoughts, you will remember the Father and also your home. We are now going home. The 84 births have been completed. You may do your business, etc., during the day. You have to live at home with your families. Whilst living there, let it remain in your intellects that all of this is going to end. We now have to return to our home. The Father has said, you definitely have to live at home with the families. Where else would you go? You may do your business, etc., but keep this in your intellects. All of this is going to be destroyed. First, we will go home and then to the land of happiness. Talk to yourselves whenever you have time. You have a lot of time. You may do your business, etc., for 8 hours, and rest for 8 hours too. Then you can have a heart-to-heart conversation with the Father for 8 hours, and also do spiritual service. Whenever you have time, go to the temples to Shiv Baba and Lakshmi and Narayan and do service there. You will find many temples. Wherever you go, they will definitely have a temple to Shiva. The main thing for you children is the pilgrimage of remembrance. If you stay in remembrance very well, you can receive whatever you ask for. Nature will become your servant. Your faces will also become so attractive that there will be no need to ask for anything. Some of the sannyasis too are very firm. They simply sit with such faith. I will merge into the Brahm element. They remain very firm in that faith. They have the practice of leaving their bodies in that way. However, those people are on the wrong path. They make a lot of effort to merge into the Brahm element. On the path of devotion, they make so much effort to receive visions, they even give up their lives. There cannot be suicide of the soul. There is suicide of the body. Souls exist all the time. They go and adopt new lives. That is, they take other bodies. You children should have a keen interest in doing service so that you can remember the Father. There are many temples, etc., here too. If you stay in yoga fully and explain anything to others, they won't question it. The arrows of those who stay in yoga will strike the target. You can do a lot of service. Just try it and see. but each of you first has to look within yourself. Are there any evil spirits of Maya in you? Those who have the evil spirits of Maya cannot be successful. There is a lot of service to do. Baba cannot go anywhere because the Father is with him. Where would we take the Father in that rubbish? Whom should he speak to? The Father only wishes to speak to his children. So you children have to do service. It is remembered, Son shows Father. The Father has made you children very clever. There are very good children who have an interest in doing service. They say that they want to go and do service in the villages. Baba says you may do that. Simply take the folding that is rolled up pictures with you. It feels difficult to explain to others without pictures. Day and night, you just have these thoughts. How can I help to create the lives of others? How can I remove the weaknesses that I have in me and make progress? You also have happiness. Baba, this child is 8 or 9 months old. Many such children emerge. They quickly become worthy of doing service. Everyone thinks about uplifting their own village and serving their brothers, their equals. Charity begins at home. Great interest is needed in order to do service. You mustn't just settle down in one place. Continue to tour around. Very little time remains. Those people have so many big places, such as ashrams. A soul comes and enters someone. They give some teachings and their names are glorified. It is the unlimited Father who sits here and gives you teachings, just as he did in the previous cycle. This spiritual kalpa tree will grow. Souls come down. Number-wise, from the incorporeal tree. A long rosary and a big tree of Shiv Baba is created. By remembering all of these things, you will have remembrance of the Father alone, and there will very quickly be progress. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Have a heart-to-heart conversation with the Father for a minimum of 8 hours and do spiritual service with great coolness and humility. In order to be successful in the service you do, let there be no evil spirits of Maya within you. 2. Talk to yourself. Everything that I see is going to be destroyed. We will go to our home and then go to the land of happiness. Blessing. May you experience easy victory by having unshakable faith, and by remaining constantly cheerful and carefree. The sign of faith is easy victory. However, there has to be faith in all aspects, not just faith in the Father, but also full faith in yourself, the Brahmin family, and every scene of the drama. You must not let your faith shake over trivial matters, but constantly have the awareness that the destiny of victory cannot be prevented. The children whose intellects have such faith remain constantly beyond questions such as, what happened? And why did it happen? They must also remain constantly carefree and cheerful. Slogan: instead of wasting time, take a decision right away and resolve everything. Om Shanti.